1601, go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a passenger on board who's not real stable. He'd sit for a while and then he'd get real agitated and cuss and jump around and such, and I got him off the bus, but I left him at Philadelphia and Syracuse. He's about 25 years old, short, almost crew cut hair, blonde hair, ripped t-shirt, sweats, not real clean, and I think probably if we can avoid picking him up again, it'd probably be a good idea.
Okay, so he was cussing and jumping around. Was he doing anything like aggressive towards anybody or threatening anybody at all?
Not direct threats, but he'd lunge at them and be cussing, but not saying anything about them or to them. And he did that same to me. And then he'd calm down. He'd be, okay, dude, yeah, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But he's very agitated and very sporadic.
Okay. All right, well, we'll keep an eye out for him. I don't know if that is anything that we would keep him from riding for, unless there's something else.
Well, honestly, not really, but I mean, he was scaring the other passengers because he'll get very agitated and just animated, and then he'll back down.
Okay, yeah. We have quite a few passengers that are like that, that have mental issues, and they just kind of act out a little bit. As long as they're not directing it at people or threatening anyone, then they're just kind of talking to themselves or having some outbursts. They're still allowed to ride.
Right, yeah. I'm pretty used to those guys. This guy was a little more intense, I guess, is the best word. And I say he would lunge at them and point at them, but he wouldn't say, yo, you're a... It was definitely lunging and pointing.
All right, copy that. All right, well, if you have any problems with him again, if he gets back on your bus, let us know.
Okay, thanks.
All right, 619.